Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening in. Today, at least to start with, we would like to read an article which was published in the September issue of Share International magazine called A Call for Revolution, an Appeal to the Young People of the World. And it's written by the Dalai Lama and Sophia Strilreva, who is a Buddhist scholar and translator. It's a recommended read by Phyllis Power. And it starts with a quote from Strilreva. "The revolution of compassion has dawned. It is not a dream. A compassionate world exists. It is hiding within the world around us." The book A Call for Revolution was written by Sophia Strilreva based on conversations with the Dalai Lama in July 2017. And it was published in the same year in French, and apologise for my accent, as Fête de la Révolution, and in English in 2018. The book followed Strilreva's presentation of the Dalai Lama's message to the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Paris in 2015 on the need to take universal responsibility for the Earth's ecosystem, and subsequent seminars she organised with French lawyers on tackling climate change. The main themes of the book are the call to the young to act for change, the urgent imperative for humanity to accept responsibility for the ecosystem, and the Dalai Lama's persistent yearning for world peace. He mentions his influences, neuroscience as an adjunct to his Buddhism, the French Revolution, and the European Union as a model for growing world unity. Above all, the sense of the oneness of all life underpins everything the Dalai Lama writes.
So the Dalai Lama calls for the mother of all revolutions, the revolution of compassion, both within the individual and in society as a whole. And he affirms his faith in the young of the 21st century to bring it about. A Call for Revolution is a short, small-format book, concisely and powerfully written, addressed throughout to the youth of today. It is inspirational and full of hope. The best way to give the reader a flavour of this book is through a selection of quotations. These do not necessarily follow the order in which they appear in the book, but are arranged according to relevant topic. And the first is called The Young Can Achieve. "My dear young friends, I believe in you. I have grown increasingly convinced that your generation has the capacity to transform the dawning century into an era of peace and dialogue. You have the means of reconciling our fractured humanity with itself and with the natural world. You are the first generation of truly global citizens. The problems that you face today were not created by you. My generation and that of your parents are the problem generations. You must be the solution-finding generation. Make good use of collective intelligence. based on sharing, and above all, be the generation that acts. We have the capacity to lead humanity towards a renewed form of fraternity, justice and solidarity.
And the next topic is ending war. Everything that I write is for the purpose of explaining how to create the conditions necessary for peace, both within each of us and all around us. Humanity has too often turned its ingenuity to destruction, even harnessing the force from which the sun draws its power. You were born into a world in which arsenals of atomic weapons have the capacity to destroy the planet dozens of times over. The 21st century will be the century of peace, or humanity will cease to be. War is a complete anachronism. The time is near when your generation will have consigned war to the ash heap of history. Everything that divides belongs to the past. All those forces of separation and exclusion will be powerless to resist the strength of the desire for peace embodied by your generation.
And the next topic is called the ecosystem. Humanity is entirely responsible for being at the root of the problems arising from global warming. We need to rethink the way we live on Earth in order to preserve life. Global warming is out of control. Time is not on our side, which is why I am calling on all young millennials to hasten this radical revolution. You are a part of nature, and compassion decrees that you take care of it as much as you do yourselves. It is only through mutual support and cooperation that you will be able to contain disasters that are fueled by economic and social injustice and are fueled by greed, selfishness, and other negative states of mind. You are responsible for the well-being of billions of humans and all manner of living species sharing the adventure of life on Earth. It is up to you to protect natural resources and guard over air, water, oceans, forests, fauna, and flora. To do so, it is essential that you realize your potential for love and compassion in order to care for the earth. Learn to love it through sharing it rather than striving to possess it and thereby destroying it.
The next topic is titled Oneness and Interdependence. As a Buddhist, the aim of my spiritual quest is to free myself of the fundamental ignorance which has led to the notion that there is a division between people and the natural world, which is at the root of all of our suffering. I am a human being. We are all members of one great human family. You are part of the world as much as the world is a part of you. Equality is another Buddhist principle, the belief that all sensitive beings, both human and non-human, have the same potential for enlightenment. Responsibility is universal only if it encompasses consideration for those who come after us. When you change as an individual, you change the world. Taking an interest in others is in your interest too. I invite you to pursue a process of inner transformation that acknowledges the interconnectivity of all life. Every action, every word, every thought has a global resonance.
And the next title is A New World. A new day is being born. It is though one page is turning on the horizon to the next one. The only way forward is to bring on a revolution of compassion, which will breathe new life into democracy by extending solidarity. Place compassion at the heart of social life. The future of the world does not depend exclusively on politicians, the executive offices of huge corporations, or the United Nations, but on all those who recognize themselves as being part of we, the world's 7 billion people.
When society as a whole is imbued with a positive vision of humanity, you will see contemporary power struggles transformed into a caring economy based on mutual trust and common interests. An ethics of consideration based on the universal values of benevolence, tolerance, generosity, kindness, forgiveness, nonviolence will replace the current ethics of fault-finding and prohibition. This is the new world you will bequeath to your children and children's children. They will grow up in a united human family aware of being one body, one consciousness. guard your youthful enthusiasm and optimism as you move towards a fairer and happier tomorrow. So those were excerpts from the book by the Dalai Lama and Sophia Strelreva titled A Call for Revolution, An Appeal to the Young People of the World.
And now for a short article by Benjamin Kremsmaster titled Welcome to the New Time. Welcome, welcome to the new time, the new age of oneness. Many today are frightened by the onset of the new age, but let them look carefully at what is happening and they will see the coming together of some of the most gifted exponents of change. Currently, there is in the world a group of wise individuals showing humanity the new situation. Among others, Pope Francis is a unique expression of the people's ideal and close to his people. The Dalai Lama, too, is playing a powerful role on behalf of the people he represents. Never before has such a group of gifted representatives been gathered together at one time to show humanity that all is well and that men everywhere have little time to wait to see the fulfillment of their dreams. They bless each day that passes and brings their love close to the hearts of men everywhere. Love them too in return and embrace them in the name of the coming one. Turn your fears into loving expectation and await the new time and the bliss which is yours by right. It is not long, not long until you see the wonder of his face, until you know the joy of his presence and his love for all. Then you will know why you are in incarnation at this special time. God bless you and forever banish your fears. And this was published in February 2016 in Share International.
So I'd like to finish with an article which was published in September issue of, it's the story of Muhammad Al-Junda, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, winner of the International Children's Peace Prize in 2017. The International Children's Peace Prize is an annual award. It's to honour a child who has made a significant contribution to advocate children's rights and improve the situation of vulnerable children. It is instituted by the Kids Rights Foundation based in Amsterdam, and it was launched in 2005. And there's actually a website, childrenspeaceprize.org. It starts with a quote. I stand up for myself and for all these kids. I will fight for the rights of these kids. I will try to be their voice and their hope because every child has the right to education, to develop, to dream big and to enjoy life. Muhammad Al-Junda was the winner of the International Children's Peace Prize in 2017. Born in Syria, his family had to escape when his neighbourhood was bombed in the war in Syria. Muhammad and his family eventually made their way to Lebanon, where they put all their efforts into making a happier place for the many children stuck in refugee camps.
Muhammad was born and grew up with his family in the Syrian town of Hama. He described life as normal. His dad and mom both had jobs. They had a house, a car, and Muhammad spent his time at school and with his friends. I was born in Syria. I had a very good childhood, full of love, family, and happiness. A carefree youth like every child deserves. Life was good, Muhammad said. But Muhammad's life changed in the spring of 2011 when Syrian pro-democracy activists, motivated by the political uprisings in Egypt and Tunisia, protested the leadership of President Bashar al-Assad. What began as peaceful protest soon erupted into violence. And in July 2011, the country began to slide into a civil war that led to both regional and international involvement. By 2013, the fighting was getting closer and closer to Muhammad's hometown. He recalled sitting at home with his family when suddenly they heard bombs outside. All over the place, we heard people yelling from the buildings nearby, and I felt like this is what war means, Muhammad said.
Muhammad's mother was arrested and detained twice, as both his parents were active in the revolution against the regime. One day, Muhammad's mother received a letter warning her that she could either stay and get killed or flee Syria. Muhammad said that the family knew the authorities wanted to kill his mother, so they had to leave everything and disappear. After a long journey, the family arrived in Lebanon near Beirut. He says, my family and I left Syria in 2013. We took a private taxi that knew the safe roads to take, and our trip was pretty easy since the guards at checkpoints and government wanted us to leave the country. After all, they are the ones who actually forced us to go. But Muhammad's parents could not find work in Lebanon, and soon they had no money left. Muhammad's father decided to seek asylum in Sweden, but he had to leave his family behind.
This was another challenge for the family and for Muhammad. Again, I lost something precious in my life. First my home, my friends, my life. And then I lost my father and my life with him. So things started to disappear one by one. Although Muhammad was safe in Lebanon, he could not go to school for the first 2 years. Being a refugee child in a different country, it's a difficult thing because you're starting your whole life from zero. You don't have school. You don't have anything to do. You don't have a house. It was a struggle and life was empty. However, Muhammad never felt defeated and his situation ignited his will to fight for a better future for himself and for other children. Together with his family, Muhammad started a school for Syrian children in a refugee camp. And what began in a tent became a real school building staffed with formal teachers and 200 children. The children came from the surrounding camps as well to learn at the school.
Although Muhammad could not go out to school himself, he was inspired to teach other children. Since I couldn't go to school at all, I knew how important school is for children, and I discovered that a school is the best place for people to improve themselves and to build their dreams. 50% of the displaced children between the ages of 6 and 14 can't go to school. It's crazy. This has to change, and I want to make this change. Every child has the right to learn and the right to be educated. So for me, this is what I'm fighting for. From the age of 12, Muhammad himself was teaching mathematics and English to the children in the camps. He also teaches his biggest passion, photography. He encourages children to take photos of their daily lives. He says, "Photography helped me to express myself at a certain time, and I still believe that it makes you see the world better, and it makes the children see the beauty around them." You know, there's a lot of refugee kids who are too shy to talk about things, but not too shy to take a picture. I believe that these children deserve to show their stories from their own perspective. So the picture can tell 100 words. A picture of happiness is also a picture of a better future.
Today, Muhammad, who is now 17 years old, has joined his father in Sweden and still works to keep the school running in the camps. He says that the situation in Syria is still very dangerous. The war is now going into its 8th year and has lasted longer than World War II. According to the European Commission, there are 13.1 million people in Syria who need humanitarian assistance. 6.1 million are internally displaced, and there are over 5 million Syrian refugees in various countries. People there faced a chemical attack a while ago, and the children who are in safe zones don't really have access to good education at all, and their future is completely unknown for them, Muhammad said.
The school Muhammad and his family set up is also facing financial challenges. He says, "In the beginning, some of our friends in Germany used to do crowdfunding and send us the donations. However, now we're funded by Trocair and CAFOD, C-A-F-O-D. But the funding may end soon and we will have to close for a while until we find a solution. I started a small NGO to do crowdfunding so we could keep the school running and, of course, working on it to make it bigger for the kids." Muhammad says that if he could make a perfect Syria for the Syrian people, it would be a place where all Syrians can feel at home again and where they can achieve their dreams without facing so many obstacles. His main wish for the children living in refugee camps is for them to find a home and peace. His dream for himself is to finish his studies and to build a worldwide network to support the educational rights of refugees everywhere.
Thanks to Muhammad, many refugee children in Lebanon can go to school and have a future despite their challenging situation. And this has earned him the International Children's Peace Prize 2017. Thank you very much for listening today. And if you'd like more information, you may go to our website, share-international.org, or you may write to us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Thank you again, and love and blessings to all.